for my edition of Farmer Friday. I got Craig Boat over there, Pella, Iowa. Craig, thanks for being with me again here on KIIC.
No problem.
A lot of things have happened since we talked last, a tremendous amount of rain during the growing season, and now we're starting to turn our attention to the harvest. Talk a little bit about what's going on there in your operation with cleaning bins out and such.
Well, I got to get rid of the corn that I was too stubborn to get rid of earlier. So, no, we just finished cleaning bins and getting some machinery ready, and beans are coming on really fast. I got a couple days of getting equipment ready yet, but I think by the middle of next week we probably be cutting beans.
Wow. Going back to the bins then, I'm assuming that cleaning out means more than just sweeping and spraying the insecticide to get rid of the bugs so they don't come in. Is that something you guys do?
Yeah, no, we got them all swept out, and before I refill them, I'll go in there and spray Tempo around the inside on and out on the edges.
Yeah, because the purpose of that, there's no sense getting an insect in there that is going to destroy the grain. Grain needs to be in perfect condition, so to speak, to be taken by your processor, wherever it may be. And if there's lots of holes in those kernels, that's not good for anybody.
Yeah, one insect, alive or dead, can get your throat out of there. So it's a pretty easy little preventative.
That it is. Okay, so you mentioned that soybeans are not too far away in the future. What about the corn? Have you taken a peek at that in terms of what you think harvest will do when you get that combine in there?
Oh, corn looks really good. I'm kind of excited to get going on corn. I with hauling my last year's crop into Eddyville, there's a lot of new crop coming in. And yeah, 24, 25 moisture, and I'm not quite that excited to go after that yet. I'll wait till it gets to 18 or less. I got plenty of beans to get started on.
Well, the thing about that moisture, when you have some really warm days that we're experiencing now, late summer warmth, that helps dry down that corn something fierce. Talk about what you've experienced over time in terms of watching that percentage drop each day.
You know, Pat, with the weather we're having right now in the 80s and a nice breeze, that corn is dropping down pretty good. I've talked to some guys that have been in the field, and they're talking up to 3, 3.5 points in a week. So, you know, if we continue to have this kind of weather, and it looks like we will over the next couple of weeks, it should come down pretty good.
Wow. And so you said you had some machinery to get ready for. I'm assuming the combine, I'm sure there's other things that need to get last-minute checkup. Talk about those pieces of equipment.
Oh, the combine always gets put in the shed ready to go, so it's ready. And just check on the bean head and the draper head and get the grain cart out, and everything needs greased. And, yeah, just those little things last minute.
And when you talk draper head, help me out, are you talking about a conveyor belt that once the bean bar cuts it, it lays it down and brings it into the feeding house, or you still have the auger type feed that you have?
No, I've got the draper with the belts in it. I've been running one of those for, oh, Pat, I don't know, 10, 12 years, and seems to do a really good job for us.
Well, the purpose behind that is to not damage the grain. It seemed like that auger could twist it, pop those beans out before they get into the feeder house. And with the draper head, that conveyor belt action just lays it down and then brings it in nice and easy. A lot of people don't realize how much they might lose with that head reel going on.
When I first started with the draper, we were running one draper head and one auger head, and it was making up to 2.5-3 bushel difference per acre. And not only saving the beans, but it feeds into the combine so much more even. And tend to run a little later in the evenings and get a little earlier start in the mornings, and it just feeds so nice.
Anytime it's convenient for the farmer, it's good, and they're happy about that particular item. So let's push the button just a little bit further. Once you get the crop out, what are you going to do about tillage? Do you wait a little bit till springtime, or do you hit something in the fall?
Oh, my creek bottoms, I'll go in and chisel them. We had some flooding earlier this spring, and I'm going to go in and open them bottoms back up. And hill ground I won't touch. That'll all be no-tilled.
And then on the fertilizer side, do you go ahead and hit the dry this fall, or do you wait till spring?
Nope, dry will go on yet this fall, and most of my anhydrous will go on yet this fall.
Of course, the thing about that anhydrous, you got to be aware of temperature this particular season. You want to have it a lot cooler so that nitrogen doesn't escape. What's your go-to temperature to apply that anhydrous at?
We like it under 50, Pat. You know, normally by the time I get around even thinking about anhydrous for in the first part of November, usually the ground is there by then. But if it's not, I will wait till soil temperatures are in the low 50s.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, safety first, my friend, as you get ready for the harvest of 2024, and not only in the field, but on the road, because of the fact that sometimes people are looking at their phones as opposed to a slow-moving vehicle on a highway. But yeah, you got to watch out for that. I wish you best and success, sir.
Well, I appreciate it, Pat. No, the roads are a big issue. We tend to try to move at night. The flashing lights are way more aware to the people at night, and it seems like it. We haven't had very many close calls when we do it that way.
That's an interesting point for sure. I've been talking with Craig Boat for my edition of Farmer Friday. Craig, again, thanks for being with me here on KIIC.
I appreciate you, Pat. Thank you.